What's going on, everybody? It's Patrick, Karma, and Glenn. We're the products of public school, and this means two things right now. One of us is not here, and two, it's time for a shorty.
All right, guys, today we are going to be discussing from ReadersDigest.com.
Our favorite
website. It really is. It really is. Conversation starters that make you instantly interesting.
Just hearing that title, Pat, I'm gonna need you to warm up this buzzer. Right.
Should we warm it up? I haven't even got it out of the shed in a long time, so it's
warm
gonna take me a second.
Up the wrong buzzer.
Hold on, it's over here yet. I gotta give me a quick second.
Unlock that shed.
Oh, hold on. Yeah. All right.
Woo!
All right.
So this article happens to be written by Charlotte Hilton Anderson with no avatar.
Three names, like always.
Again, and it sounds like it's a completely made-up name. So yeah. I think they're actually onto us now because we always call them out for having a random name generator for their editors or their writers of their stuff. That one, they're like, we need to throw a second one in there, so it's got to be the three names now.
Because we genuinely believe it's just one person writing all this nonsense.
It's Alexa. I'm telling you guys. It's Alexa.
It's absolutely an AI.
All right, so first, let's define what it would mean to be instantly interesting. What is our criteria?
Well, is it like an instant noodle, which takes about 3 minutes? Oh, that's instant. That's
instant,
not very
rice,
instant.
2 minutes, yeah.
Right.
Well played, yes, both of you. Well played.
Depends on what they define as instant.
Instantly, I'm envisioning. You say this and someone goes, wow.
Short of like Elon Musk, I don't see how this is possible.
All right, well, let's see what their first suggestion is. The first thing you're going to do is ask for a helping hand. People love to help. People love to lend a hand. So ask someone, how do you tell if this fruit is ripe? And then look at them.
Hit them with it.
Oh. I can't even. What are they? So they're automatically assuming you're in a grocery store?
Yes.
No, so, but them being instantly interesting is for them to be an idiot asking you simple questions.
Oh, valid point.
Oh, that was just the start up of the
you
buzzer.
You wanted to double warm it up?
Yeah, right. Here we go.
It is RD.
It is RD. I don't know. Had to make sure it was all ready to go.
Next, you always want to compliment something other than someone's looks. For example, tell them, I like your shirt, or that's a nice purse. That makes you interesting.
But how is that not part of their look?
That's totally part of their
look.
Yeah,
it absolutely is.
Pat, you got a cool hat on. Is that not part of your look?
That's part of my look.
It really is. You can bring up shared interests. So let's say you're both in the coffee aisle. You can look at that person and be like, I love coffee too.
I'm here for the donuts.
I would look right at them and go, yeah, no shit, so do I. We're in the coffee aisle.
What if you're not getting it for yourself?
That doesn't make you interesting. How does liking something that I like as simple as coffee, and I know that's just the example.
It just makes you a tag along.
Right.
That's all it does.
Oh, what do you like? Yeah, I like that too.
Whatever you like.
I'm in Baskin Robbins. I like ice cream too.
Oh, do you like ice cream? I had to take a piss and I don't know.
I'm just homeless washing up.
Right.
Next, go simple yet bold. For example, you can give a genuine smile and say hi.
Hit him with it.
And that works for me, Glenn. That doesn't work for you?
Instantly, you're interesting.
Oh, it doesn't make... Well,
hit him with it.
Okay, because yeah, that doesn't make you interesting.
It
that
makes
just
you
makes
polite.
Polite and approachable.
It's not being an asshole.
That doesn't make you interesting. Yeah. Oh, he was very polite.
Wow.
How interesting.
Was that
what
a smile?
Fascinating man.
I got to get to know this guy. He smiled.
Both of those letters, the way he just said hi. It was nice.
It wasn't even just the H. It wasn't the I. It was how he formed it together.
It was the velvety voice.
It was both. Okay. It was the whole experience. Very interesting fellow.
Another thing you can do is always ask for an honest opinion.
What
say,
did you want, a fabricated bullshit one? Give me a
please opinion. Lie to me.
Give me an opinion that's totally not yours and have any basis of what we're actually talking about.
The moon is Swiss cheese.
That's interesting. If a guy came up to you and was just like, yo, tell me someone else's opinion.
That would actually
that's
be
interesting. That would be, yeah. No one asks you for somebody else's opinion.
No, yeah, give me an opinion other than yours. Whoa.
Whoa, interesting. Ask so, me about
this is an example.
No.
You can say, I've been really thinking deeply about something and I was wondering if I can share it and get your feedback.
You put your pants back on, sir. I've been thinking real deeply about this. Closing my eyes and staring in your direction at the same time. I can see through my eyelids. That's interesting. Creepy, but interesting. At least more than another guy.
Yes. Tell a bonding joke.
Is that like a BDSM thing?
The bonding joke?
Yeah, isn't that bondage?
Nice.
Tied up? Is that... That would be creepy.
I would give you a bell, but I was too stupid to catch on to it until it took a minute.
Right over the head, like an airplane.
Jokes work well because they're very disarming. So what you should do is disarm someone with a joke.
Well,
and
he
then
shouldn't
rob them blind.
Right, he shouldn't disarm them from any of the RD articles that had jokes in there because those wouldn't work.
No.
Also, too, you walk up to somebody and they just walk up to you and tell you a joke. And you're like, man, that guy's interesting.
No.
Well, this one time I was in Best Buy, just in line. You know, sometimes around the holidays they have like the amusement park kind of corral.
The corral.
Oh,
yeah.
The
lines.
Yep.
I was standing in line, had a whole bunch of stuff in my hand, and just randomly this little old guy came up to me, just walked up to me. I can't remember the joke. He just straight up, hey, and he just said a joke to me. It was a dirty joke, too. And then he just turned around and left.
So you just look like that guy?
And I was just
so
like,
you can...
Wow, that was weird.
It wasn't interesting.
Wasn't interesting, but it was weird and unexpected.
And
which
you
is
remember
not bad.
It.
It's not bad, but it was weird and unexpected. It wasn't interesting.
So... What is your look, by the way, that you have random old men coming up to you, telling you a dirty joke and disappearing?
Like for like 20 minutes holding all this shit at Best Buy. And I was like, wow, that dude just, wonder if he does that all day. He didn't have anything in his hand. He didn't have any cart. He had nothing. He was just wandering around just telling dirty jokes to random people.
Perfect. I like him. He's interesting. He seems interesting.
He's interesting. What he did was not.
It was pretty interesting.
I mean, you do remember it years later.
It doesn't mean it was
interesting.
So you
were kind of interested. You're interested in why he did that.
Yeah, so that doesn't make him interesting.
No.
This is being instantly interesting with a, like an opening statement, basically.
But this is also conversation topics. So there should be more than just you running up, saying something and running away. That's not a conversation.
No, he just told me a joke and then dashed off.
No, I mean this whole article is supposed to be.
Yeah, okay, this whole article, never mind.
Catherine something, something, something.
So next, you want to get pop cultured. You want to make a comment or joke about something really big in pop culture that most people would be familiar with, but avoid politics.
Hey, so that Harvey Weinstein guy, right? You've been raped by him? Seems like everybody has. You're pretty enough. You've been an actress.
Did you hear what happened to Rihanna? Like, how are you interesting now?
Chris Brown's not that kind of a nice guy, is he? Yeah, I would avoid that. Yo, so that Justin Bieber, he's a real funny guy, isn't he?
He's a hoot.
Next, you can ask for a favor. People love being asked for favors.
Not by random strangers.
No.
At all. Like I'm even a little bit iffy when someone I know asks me for a favor. It doesn't make you interesting. It kind of makes you slightly annoying because if you don't know the person, you walk right up to them and you're like, hey, can you do me a favor?
I'm going to go with dick move.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing you a favor.
Well, this specifically says if you find someone attractive, ask them to help you reach something on a high shelf.
I need you to go right up that ladder.
I really want to see Pat do this.
Yeah, right. Walk up a ladder. I know she's wearing a sundress, but I need you to get that book up at the top shelf for me.
No, not that one. Up two rows.
Yeah, you know what I give that? That's what I give that.
You also want to make them your accomplice. So it could be something as simple as waiting in line at the post office and then saying something like, are you ready to go rogue? Let's start another line so we can get this thing going.
I hate everything
about
that sentence.
You're asking the random stranger to just kind of slightly commit crimes with you? Let's go rogue real quick, cut through the whole line, and then rob the motherfuckers right behind the thing. No, that doesn't make you... I guess that may be interesting.
Actually, that's kind of interesting.
That is interesting because you're like, wonder what made
their idea was not interesting. Yours was much better.
Yeah,
right.
Totally. We need to write for RD.
Let's cut the line at the post office.
Let's
go rogue. I mean,
I'm a badass.
I got a trench coat in the back. Like, you really want to go rogue? I can show you how to go like that.
That's what if you didn't have your phone out. You're like, all right, now I got to get my phone out and pretend to be doing something.
Well, half of it, some of the moves in public is having headphones on or in your ears.
They don't even have to be on.
With
just
no
in.
Music.
Oh, yes. I do it all the time.
Yeah, plugged in, same. People won't talk to you. And same thing if you just pretend to be buried in your phone.
Buried, yeah.
And then you just keep walking around. Or if they say something to you, you just kind of like pick it up. And
hi,
then,
Mom.
Exactly. It doesn't make you interesting.
No.
Next, show your silly side. Let's say you're at the grocery store.
Where's your silly side? You can... Which one's your silly? You want to see my silly side?
So it's tell them jokes, be entertaining, and now be silly? Yeah.
Well, for example, you could say, what's the best apple ever, Granny Smith or Red Delicious? And then they're just going to laugh.
That's, yeah.
And then you can go rogue.
That's, I would find that person interesting.
That's not interesting. It's silly, right?
If the first one fails, would you just go on to the next move?
And then,
or do you just go to the next person in line?
Oh, nice.
You
yeah.
Just keep totally. Plugging away at
apparently
it.
She wanted none of this, so I'm just going to have to try out her.
By friend. The way, how about you, Granny Smith or Red Delicious?
It's like, sir, could you please, it's your turn in line. You need to start going forward.
They also suggest blowing their mind. People love trivia facts as well as riddles. So you wanna?
Can I even stress this enough? Do I need a third? I think I need a third. I blow my mind. You can blow something else. My mind is not gonna have fucking happen.
You wanna walk up to them and say, "What are the only three countries that start with the letter J?"
Stop telling me riddles. Are you the Riddler? Yeah. Are you Edward E. Nygma?
Are you about to go kick Batman's ass? Yeah, like, what's going on?
What's going on, man? Tell me the truth. What's up, dude?
I like the random facts, too. Did you know that the Earth is 93 million miles away from the sun? Did you know that the human head weighs 8 pounds?
That's exactly what I'm talking about, Glenn.
Then another alternative is to go deep.
Try... Hit them with it.
Well, wait. Let me read
I
the
need
example.
To understand what they mean by going deep.
I go balls
deep. Are you talking both inches or are you just talking to the knuckle?
Oh, to the balls.
Okay. You want to try using a light philosophical twist to an opening, such as when you see someone enjoying
like a vagina. Or her mouth.
Such as when you see someone enjoying a coffee, you can highlight the beauty in the moment. For example, you say, isn't this what it's all about?
That's an easy answer as, no, sir, I don't know you. Could you please step from behind me?
Actually, my coffee's cold. I had a shit day. My mom died.
Isn't this, once again, if you're trying, like, this is pickup lines more than anything. This isn't really interesting conversation starter.
It's not a conversation starter to make somebody think you're interesting.
But once again,
it's just not.
If your opening line ends with a question mark,
you
run the risk of someone just saying no. And then it's done.
Every time.
It's also when you're getting interviewed for something, you never lead with a question that ends with a yes or no answer.
It's creepy.
It cuts it off right there. It's over after a one word answer, either way.
See, I thought when they were going deep, he was going to say something like, what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Or are you talking like 40 yards downfield, turn around after the J route? I'm going to hit you and you can just take it to the end zone. Go deep.
Yeah, because if you're saying, isn't this what it's all about, that's an easy no or what?
What? That would be my
and then,
question.
Excuse me, sir.
And who then, are you?
Security?
Yeah,
security. Right.
My husband's in the bathroom. There's so many things that could just fall right after that.
But if all else fails, the best thing you can do is ask a question with no right or wrong answer.
That's my answer to it. It's a wrong answer.
Asking someone, where are you from, is always great because it's a simple, natural way to get information about
a uterus.
Well, or if a guy walks up to me and said that, I'd be like, why?
I'm not telling you where I live.
Absolutely not.
By the way, ma'am, may I have your social security number?
Yes. Can I get a retinal scan, a thumbprint, and some DNA?
You want to go rogue?
You want to go rogue with me at this post office? Do you mean massacre everyone at a post office?
No.
Just cut in line. We're going to cut in line.
You want a joke instead? I got jokes.
I'm being silly. Why don't you find me entertaining or interesting? RD had it wrong.
Oh, there is one more. You can always make a bet. Walk up to someone and tell them
I bet you won't blow me. I bet you $25. Bet you'll blow me.
Bet you you're going to say 50. No.
75 then. Does that work? I bet $75 you'll blow me.
Walk up to someone and say, I need your help to settle a bet between me and my friend. By saying, can I get your help with something? You see, my friend and I have this bet going on and we need an outside perspective. My friend says that the moon is its own planet. I say the moon is not its own planet. Obviously, the moon isn't a planet. So what do you think?
I think you're the dumbest friend on the planet if you have to have this conversation.
Show me your friend. I don't believe he exists or she. Is it your mom?
You don't have a friend. Is this why
you... Is that your friend? I mean, my mom's my friend, but I'm not going to be like, hey, my friend, or my roommates. My roommates, man. That's your mom and dad, bro. It's not your roommates.
So, was any of this helpful?
No, not whatsoever. None. It doesn't make you any more interesting either. No. Instantly.
Instantly. Yeah.
More instant than an instant noodle. More instant than
they might
quick
be
dry cement.
The only interesting thing about this entire article was the creepy old man that walked up to Pat.
That was the best part.
Best Buy.
So we just give this a resounding.
They might be immediately interested in leaving.
Yes.
That would be immediately interested in shutting you down.
Getting shut down. Instantly is the only thing instantly going to happen.
You're going rogue alone, buddy.
Yeah, right. Have you ever gone rogue by yourself? Yeah, it's no fun. You want to do it with me?
I'm listening. Well, that was our shorty.
Yeah, all right. That is all the time that we have here for this little shorty. If you're bored enough, you can always follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Filth from the 80s. If you want to call and leave us a voicemail, it's 248-716-TAP-1.
T-A-P number one.
Please leave us a voicemail.
If you don't tap it, no one will. All right. You can always find us every single Friday on your major podcast platforms, and we'll see you then.
Bye. Later.